The intelligence community may be in the same personnel spot the Defense Department's in for the same reason. The IC needs to find a way to shrink its workforce but still meet its mission. Marshall Keith is former vice president of enterprise operations at the SI organization. He's now a principal at the Intelligence National Security Alliance for its task force research and writing team. They are arguing intelligence agencies could take a few pages from the DOD sequestration playbook as it focuses on its future workforce needs. Marshall, thanks for coming on the program this afternoon. The intelligence community is in a situation that's unique to it and is not quite as similar to the Defense Department, and that is that there is a trough in the middle of the workforce, a lot of really experienced folks and a lot of people who have come in the last 5 or so years. Does that make a difference as to how the IC games out its workforce for the future, Marshall? Thanks for coming on today.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Francis. I appreciate it. It certainly is important because, the workforce in the IC, they handle some of the most difficult and complex problems, and ensure the success of the IC. And so they're the number one asset they've got. And, back in the 90s, there was a significant reduction in downsizing. And so INSA looked at that and saw the pending budget constraints coming up and actually wrote a white paper back in 2011. That provided some recommendations to avoid those mistakes. And this second white paper, now that we've seen specific reality in the budget cuts, we've seen some evolving threats facing us, so we reconstituted the Smart Change Task Force to focus specifically on recommendations for workforce strategy and related issues to help avoid bathtub effect, what we had in the past, peanut butter spread cuts across the board, basically how to handle the budget cuts coming up.
Is sequestration affecting the workforce in the various component agencies in the IC differently, or is it hitting them all the same way?
Well, each individual agency has different constraints, and that's why the white paper specifically stated that there is no specific one-size-fits-all recommendation. So what we focused on is what recommendations can each of the agencies perform, but also from an overarching standpoint, what can the IC, ODNI do to provide an overarching workforce strategy for each of the agencies to follow. And we came up with some pretty good recommendations, one of which is to implement a concept called foundational workforce, total workforce, very similar to the Department of Defense base force, total force.
What are the would that manage the same? Would you manage it the same way in the IC that you manage it in DOD? Given that you have so many different components, I think there are 21 very different. No, I'm sorry, that's DHS. I get them mixed up. It's 17 inside the intelligence community.
Again, one size doesn't fit all, but you would manage it similar to Department of Defense, their base force, total force. The foundational force, that would include the most critical positions for the IC to achieve long-term mission objectives. And, similar to the Department of Defense, the foundational workforce would be driven by national security strategy, focused on enduring threats to the national interest. This would then define the staffing needed to meet base requirements, and should remain relatively stable over time, which is exactly what Department of Defense does. The staffing that includes both mission objectives or operatives and mission support staff, but it would form your baseline against which a budget could be applied, and it could withstand scrutiny from Congress and the OMB if defined properly as our core capabilities, which the Department of Defense does.
Marshall Keith of the Intelligence National Security Alliance writing about the IC workforce in a white paper that you can find a link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Marshall, something else you're suggesting here that I thought was really fascinating is the idea of creating an intelligence community business board that would work similarly to the defense business board. What do you like about the defense business board model, and how do you see that applying in the intelligence community? What role do you see an IC business board playing?
Well, what we like about the business board is it provides, it improves upon the public-private dialogue and partnership that we have. And the more insight that the IC has in the capabilities and strengths and weaknesses of the industry, the better they'll be able to plan their foundational workforce from a critical skill standpoint. And the more information that industry has regarding where the skills gaps are within the IC, that gives them time to ramp up those skills and support those needs.
Marshall, what's the money situation that obviously with agencies' budget shrinking and the IC's no exception there, any of these recommendations that you make, are they doable on a limited budget basis?
Well, the objective of the recommendations for the whole paper are because of the budget constraints and declining budgets, changes need to be made. And those changes, we recommend, for instance, eliminate duplication, the standardized processes across the agencies, and come up with a standard workforce planning model similar to the foundational workforce, total workforce, that would provide a consistency and enable you to identify your core critical skills that are needed to maintain capability within the IC, and then any additional skills would be used for surge or emerging threats that come up. So the whole paper is designed around looking for how to handle cost reductions without impacting your critical capabilities within the IC, and looking out for the interests of the employees.
Marshall, congratulations on this work, and thanks for coming on to talk about it. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.